up.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, so here's what happened. Yesterday I did this prank. It didn't work at all. It was just flopped. And I didn't even bother editing it up. But now since I've said that, people want to hear the flop too.
Because it's not often that you flop.
Yeah.
So what is a flop prank even sound like?
It's garbage. It's garbage.
But listen, bloopers can be entertaining too. Oopsies can be entertaining too, and the people want the oopsie.
Okay, well, look, I don't have it ready for today. If you really want it that bad, I'll play you the flop tomorrow.
And don't go clean it up and make it sexy now, Darren. We want to see raw, uncut.
Scars and all. I'll show you what happens behind the scenes. So, look, I'm going to play something that I did a while ago here today that you've never heard. And this also just pulls the veil back on this industry that we work in. Mm. So, there was this guy when I was working for the station in Joburg, 947, a guy called Tolly B. Brilliant broadcaster. He's now gone on to be...
What was his name?
Tolly B.
Okay. Clearly not a Cape Townian broadcaster. word has a
don't
different meaning in Cape Town, but okay, Mr. Tolly.
No. Nationally, it has a different meaning. His real name is Rofiwa.
Tolly B. You said Tolly.
Yeah, no, you have to say it.
How must I say it?
Tolly B.
Not a harsh T. Tolly.
No, not Tolly.
So it's how, Sibs?
Tolly.
Tolly?
Yes.
Tolly?
Put a bit of...
Yeah, you can't be
a weight behind it.
For years, I called this guy to his face. Hey, Tolly.
No, man.
He never once corrected me. Tolly.
That's like the vanilla pronunciation.
Hey, Tolly!
Oh, no, man.
Shame, okay.
Yeah.
So anyways.
I don't hear much of a difference. I hear Tolly.
No, Tolly.
Tolly?
Okay.
That's different. Yeah, Tolly. Okay. So what Tolly. About Tolly?
So he did the lunchtime show and he just joined.
Mm-hmm.
And very experienced, came from a pedigreed radio station. But didn't know the people in the building.
Mm.
So now one thing that we do here is what we call, in the industry, is called a live read, which is a spoken advert. You hear me do them all morning. Sherlyn just did one now as mm-hmm. well. And these things can come in last minute. They can, you can get a call from the sales manager saying, hey, listen, this has just come in. Please slip it into your show. Do it at 8:17. Okay? It's not unheard of. So he doesn't know the people in the building. So now he's just started. This is day two.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, let me phone him.
Oh. And you're already so nervous when you're starting a new job. Correct. Here comes Darren Simpson.
Well, at least I didn't do it on his day one.
Wow.
You gave him a whole day to settle in.
I'll give you 3 hours to settle in.
Sure.
And then it's back to business, right?
So kind.
So he was none the wiser. And... I rang him up as the sales manager, who he's never spoken to. He's never heard of this guy. And I wanted him to do a read that had just been booked. This is how it went. Andrew, hello?
Hi, Andrew. It's Tolly B here. Simi was saying you're trying to get hold of me.
Good, good, good. Listen, I just need you to check your log there, please.
Yeah?
Was there an Adcock Ingram live read that came through for this past half an hour? What break are you going into?
I'm going into 57 now, which is 2:57, but I haven't done any Ingram live read.
Oh, damn it.
No, at all. You can, I mean, if you bring it up and Connie's cool, I'll squeeze it in.
Okay.
No, the only live read I've done is FNB smartphones live read and KFC.
Okay, well, this is very urgent. Client has paid top dollar for this. It was supposed to go out in your last break. That's why they said, where is this read? Ah, damn.
Oh, at the last break. No, and the last break says Altec, Auto, F&B, RAM. So, no, it wasn't there.
Do you have a live read in your next break at 57?
No, you can bring it. No, I don't have one.
Okay, look, I'm not going to have time to bring it down.
You have to write it down. Just type it out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, please. Okay, it's not a very long one. It's a 20-seconder.
Okay, cool. Let me type it down quickly.
It's a read for erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
Okay, so I need you to just take it serious, okay?
Okay.
Do you suffer from erectile dysfunction?
I'm writing it down. Yeah.
A new chemical compound.
Yeah.
Containing Indoramin. Let me spell that for you.
Yeah.
Indoramin.
Amin. Indoramin. Yeah, containing Indoramin.
Alfuzosin. It's A-L-F-U-Z.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we're calling Indoramin Alfuzosin. Okay.
And Stifex.
And?
Stifex.
Oh.
Doctors have been calling it the new wonder drug. And I dictate the rest of the ad to him. Is your next break coming up?
Yeah, my next break is now.
Okay, can you slap that in the place in the position for the live read?
No problem at all.
Okay, thanks, Tolly.
Okay, to go.
Thanks, bye. Now it's live on the radio.
This is live radio.
It's Monarch with Build It Up on 94.7 High FM Stereo. As promised before this, Matchbox 20 unwell. So it's just about time for Eyewitness News coming through at the top of the hour. And don't forget, on the other side of that, another ad-free 30. And we also have LDR brought to you by Centrum. Make sure you head on to highfl.co.za and start picking the song you want to hear. And you can stand a chance to win your share of 20,000 Rand this whole week, brought to you by Centrum. Just about time then for Eyewitness News. Dineo is on standby. Just before then, a quick question. Do you suffer from erectile dysfunction? A new chemical compound containing Indoramin, Alfuzosin, and Stipex. Doctors have been calling it the new wonder drug. It's time to give a Sleepy Joe Insomnia the only bona fide erectile dysfunction treatment for the modern man. Guaranteed to work for 4 hours. Then you'll just have to decide what to do with the remaining 3 hours and 59 minutes. Not to be taken if you suffer from hypertension and headaches, consult your doctor first, please. But ask for it by name, Penetration H.
Hi, Tolly. Great read. Client's very happy.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, Andrew. Oh, I had to... Did you hear me? Like, I literally dropped the phone with you and went straight on air. But at least, you know what I mean? Because I wrote it down, it all made sense in my head. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, well done. Listen, client wants to offer you an endorsement.
Oh, cool. I can come through and chat to you about it. I mean, I'll find some time and come to... I know you have to walk into a meeting right now, but
yeah,
we can see if we can sit down and I can chat to you.
Okay, an endorsement for the erectile dysfunction, because they say by association, your name being Tolly B.
No.
We'll chat about it. I'll come to you, Andrew.
When you come, just go straight to Wackhead Simpson's studio.
Sorry?
You can go straight to Wackhead Simpson's studio. He'll close the deal for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. No problem. Thanks, Andrew.
Tolly, guess who's speaking, bud?
What's up, Wackhead?
Man.
You're kidding me right now.
Had to happen once.
No way. Darren, no. Oh, and I told myself, this guy will never get me. Never in my life.
Hi, Tolly. Where is Tolly now?
No, he's running a radio station now, Capricorn FM.
Yeah. So he's good.
He's very good. He went on to great things.
I can't believe that was day two of his new job. Yes. And here comes Darren Simpson.
Yes.
Live on radio.
And he was such a professional, you know?
He was.
Wrote down that script to the T, executed perfect. Like, perfectly.
When are we getting some new people start here?
Yeah,
they deserve the Tolly treatment too.
And also, do your research before you come and work at Prime Media Broadcasting and especially KFM. Come on now.
I can't believe that Darren hasn't pranked you yet.
No. High alert. Always. I don't even sleep at night.
Yeah.
Could strike any time.
I could. If you want me to strike somebody near and dear to you, then you know what to do. Darren S at KFM.co.za. Just pop me an email.